Butcher, and a very warm welcome to The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And, unusually for us, we're going to start with a guitar solo, Killer Joe. Golson's Killer Joe, recorded in concert June 2008 at the Flavel Arts Centre, Dartmouth. Some of the songs on this album were recorded later in 2008 at the Acorn Arts Centre in Penzance, during obviously a tour of the West Country, Devon and Cornwall certainly, by guitarist John Etheridge. He lists his influences as Stefan Grappelli, with whom he's toured extensively, and Hank Marvin of the Shadows, plus Joe Paz, Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix. Which makes complete sense, as Etheridge is often more into the fusion sort of jazz rock. Prefer him when he's focused on jazz. We'll stay with the Brits. Thank you. arguably the greatest jazz man to come from this country, Tubby Hayes, and one of his most acclaimed early albums was called Tubby's Groove. Part of that December 59 recording session was left on tape and ended up at Blue Note Records, who intended to release it but didn't, and the tape ended up in Blue Note co-founders Alfred Lion's collection and wasn't unearthed until tenor man Simon Spillett chased it down as part of his research into his book on Tubby towards the end of 2008. Digression, that book called The Long Shadow of the Little Giant has just been published, and it's a fabulous book. But back to the music. This is now available on a Candid CD released in 2011 and called Tubby's New Groove. And it's a glorious snapshot of Tubbs in December 59 with one of his best rhythm sections. Terry Shannon piano, Jeff Klein bass, Phil Seaman drums. And that was The Trolley Song. Next, Dat Dare. Dat Dare, a Bobby Timmons compo. You'll remember, of course, that Timmons also wrote one of the greatest of all jazz numbers, Moaning. I shortened that a bit, hope you didn't mind. It's a long track on this Jan-Feb 1990 New York recorded album for the Japanese Blue Note label. Or, rather more accurately, recorded by Blue Note, but I've got the Japanese version. The leader and pianist is Benny Green, who was once in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, as was, in an earlier generation, Bobby Timmons, when they recorded the original Moaning. Ray Drummond is on bass, Victor Lewis drums. This next song sounds horribly prophetic for those of us living in the UK. Here's that rainy day. Thank you. The Burke Van Heusen song Here's That Rainy Day, first published in 1953 and first heard in a Broadway musical, Carnival in Flanders. The musical is now well forgotten, but this one song has gone on to become an American songbook standard. Time for a follow-up, I think. Here's Another Rainy Day. This version was recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in December 1992. The album is called Doodling. Papa John DeFrancesco is on organ, his son Joey, who now focuses entirely on the organ, and we often feature him on the show. But here, he's on trumpet. By the way, yet another DeFrancesco, John Jr., is on guitar on half of the tracks on the album. But here, on Rainy Day, it's Randy Johnston, Bill Easley sax, and Byron Landham on drums. This next number chose itself. There's a lot on tenor man Bobby Wellens in the Tubby Hayes book, and I just yesterday played a Kate Williams album, and I thought, separately, I must play him, her, on the show. And here they are, together.
Thank you.
just the two of them, Kate Williams on piano, Bobby Wellens tenor, on a song they wrote together, Minor Pennies, recorded at the Crossley Gallery, Dean Clough, Halifax, November 2011. Kate is the daughter of the famous classical guitarist John Williams. Bobby's parents were less well-known, but both musicians. Father Max was a saxophonist and clarinet player, and his, Bobby's, ma, a singer. Last time I saw Bobby Wellens was at the Watermill Jazz Club in Dorking, which has had to move to new premises in the last month or so, but hopefully will survive the shock. I also saw Abdullah Ibrahim last year, when I was hoping for this sort of music. Cherry by Abdullah Ibrahim. He's one of the world's most inspiring jazz pianists, combining African music and rhythms with jazz. But when I saw him at the Royal Festival Hall, it was almost mundane, as though he was going through the motions to fulfill a contract he wanted out of. No passion whatsoever, and a chum of mine in Tring felt the same way about a different gig a year or so earlier. Real shame. By the way, that abrupt ending wasn't my fault, but a poor live recording from June 78. Let's have a big band and a version of one of the best-known classical numbers that you'll recognise instantly.
Thank you.
Started with Beethoven's Fur Elise. According to these liner notes, Beethoven's handwriting was unclear, and there was no Elise. He had, in fact, written Fur Therese, but Fur Elise it remained. That was Elise's Dream, written by Paul Hart as part of a suite called Theme and Deviations, and played by the NYJO, the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, in Feb 86. Paul had been the bass player in the NYJO when he was in his mid-teens in 72. The main soloists here were altoist Nigel Hitchcock and trombonists Mark Nightingale and Fayaz Virgi. And by the way, Hitchcock was only 14 years old when this was recorded, but after 5 years with NYJO, he's been much in demand as a session man and moved towards the poppy market. Let's stay with the trombone, and you won't believe it can sound as soft and gentle as this. She's Funny That Way, written in 1928 by Charles N. Daniels. He might have been rather better known as a composer had he not had a fascination with pseudonyms. He went under at least seven other names, I guess for contractual reasons. The version we've just heard was recorded in Burbank, California in 2014, and the album's called The Last Southern Gentleman. That gorgeous, soft lyrical trombone was courtesy of Delfeo Marsalis. And if you're a trombonist, I'll add that it was a Bach 42G trombone with a Bach 6.5 AL megatone. Delfeo had the good sense to ask his father, Ellis, to play piano. Love his playing. Plus John Clayton bass and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. This is a fabulous album. And next, a piano-based drums trio, and it's kind of jukeish. That's from an album recorded in LA in April 53. That was the Duke Ellington compo Kind of Jukeish. We of course know it far better at concerts when Ellington would use it, or an abridged version of it, as an intro to the foot tapper Rocking in Rhythm. On those occasions, Ellington would play it as a piano solo, and then the whole gang joined in on Rocking in Rhythm and blew the roof off the concert hall. But it's fun to hear Kind of Jukeish in its entirety for a change. This album is called Piano Reflections, the Duke's first album for Capitol Records, having just left Columbia. Ellington piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Butch Ballard drums. This next one is, well, different. It's called Boogie Celt. We'll be right back. The leader is drummer John Ray. He and all the other musos are Scots. He describes that song. Oh, by the way, he wrote every song on this November 2000 recording. It was recorded at the Sound Cafe in Pennycook, north of Edinburgh. John Ray describes that song, Boogie Celt, as Fats Waller, done Edinburgh style. The album is called Beware the Feet. The group is called John Ray's Celtic Feet. Brian Kellogg, piano. Simon Thaumeyer, concertina. How often do we come across the concertina in jazz these days? Eilid Shaw, fiddle. Mario Lima Carib on bass. Phil Bancroft, sax. John Ray, as we well know, on drums. Here's Anita O'Day.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio, the telephone, all the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love, hey, our love is here to stay. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio, the telephone, and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the darkies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. Hey, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. Hey, our love is here to stay.
George and Ira Gershwin's 1938 song Our Love Is Here to Stay, originally featured in the film The Goldwyn Follies of that year, and originally titled It's Here to Stay, much better with Our Love rather than It. Anita O'Day in Tokyo in June 1975. Her regular pianist is here, Merrill Hoover, plus George Morrow bass and John Poole drums. Anita O'Day had a fabulous career as a big band singer with the likes of Gene Krupa and Stan Kenton before striking out on her own, but her solo career was often interrupted due to her heroin addiction and the obvious problems that caused. But she will forever be remembered for her 58 appearance at the Newport Jazz Festival and the subsequent film Jazz on a Summer's Day. Here's another song that stretches our perception of jazz. October 2010 Vermont recorded album by guitarist Bill Frisell. We know to expect, well, anything from Frisell, not all of which is to my liking, I must say, but this album, Sign of Life, is tremendous. All the compos are by him, but with on-the-spot arrangements by all four members of the quartet. Frisell guitar, he said unnecessarily, Jenny Scheinman violin, Eivind Kang viola, Hank Roberts cello. Next, Little Red. Thank you. another Rudy Van Gelder recording session. This time it's May 54 for Blue Note, and it was tenor man Frank Foster's first outing as a leader. In fact, he was only just back from a two-year stint in the US Army, but he's always best remembered as a Basieite. He'd already joined the Basie band by the time of this recording, and he stayed there as a principal soloist for over 10 years. Here, on his own compo, Little Red, he's joined by Benny Powell, another Basieite, on trombone, Gildo Mahoney's on piano, and two members of the original Modern Jazz Quartet, Percy Heath bass and Kenny Clark drums. Yes, for those of you who enjoy the detail and the accuracy, the MJQ's original bassist was Ray Brown, but back then the MJQ stood for Milt Jackson Quartet. Closing time, sadly, all good things and all that. We won't have time for all of this track, but we'll enjoy what we can. A November 2000 recording of the Anthony Newley, Leslie Bricusse classic, What Kind of Fool Am I? Answers on a postcard, please. David Hazeltine, leader and pianist, Peter Washington, bass, Joe Farnsworth, drums. Sorry we had to fade that out prematurely, but hope you've enjoyed this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn, and I hope you'll rejoin me next week for another hour of the very best jazz. Until then, please take care, keep well.